It did. It was the second. It was the highest charting song, and it changed. It changed a lot. It was off the Big Prize, the second album. New Girl Now, of course, opened all the doors and got us down here on tours, and then the Big Prize even took it further. And Feel It Again, just got us so much more exposure. MTV was happening. We were jumping from tour to tour. We had songs on Miami Vice, and things were just cooking along. We were just on the road constantly. It was a great time. Waiting so long.
Why are you in Normal?
My wife, Deanna, is from here, and we met 30 years ago, like a long time. But when I grew coming to, we were on tour with Heart, okay? And we were opening for Heart. We were playing at the Peoria Civic Center, and we'd met actually at a record store that day.
Do you remember which one?
No, I can't remember, but... Okay. Her and her friends were there, and it was just a promotional thing, and we just kind of kept in touch, and she moved up to Canada with me a while later, and we've been together ever since.
What was it like touring back then?
In the 80s?
Yeah, in the 80s especially,
well,
yeah.
Well, it was, I mean, you had five young guys on a tour bus, and we were just having the time of our lives. We were
You had a record deal, mm-hmm. you were opening for mm-hmm. huge names, mm-hmm. and...
We were a bar band in southern and northern Ontario for 2 years before we got our deal, just playing all, you know, Billy Idol and Flock of Seagulls covers, and then we got a record deal. And things just took off in Canada, and then we got signed to Warner's in the U.S., and all of a sudden we're on, you know, our first American tour is opening for Jethro Tull, if you can believe that.
How cool is that?
But we didn't care because, you know, we're on a bus, we're playing arenas, and it was just so fantastic to have your kind of dream realized, and it was a lot of fun.
Did you get to chum out with Ian Anderson or Nancy Wilson or any of those folks when you're touring together?
Totally. Yeah. Ian and we were on the road with them for about 3 months, and they were the greatest guys. In fact, Ian played on our second album on Big Prize on a song called What Does It Take? We were mixing it in England, and we called him up, and he came over and played flute on the track.
Well, let's give it a listen here just a sec. I did not know that.
Yeah, he actually guested on the album. He'd never done that before. It's fantastic.
Let's talk about a brand new album I'm holding in my hands right now. It's called Hands Up.
Yeah, and it's out. It'll be out on physical copies. You'll be able to get them on Amazon, and it'll be up on iTunes and retail. I don't know. There's not many record stores left, but we'll get it out as many places as we can.
Hands Up is the name of the album. I want to ask you about the title track. It leads off the album. I want to read you some lines. Are you the songwriter? Are you the lyric writer?
Pretty much. I mean, it was a three-way writing a lot of these songs, but I did a lot of the lyrics, yeah.
Okay. For a moment, I was standing on top of the world. I was living out the life they all paid to see, but I didn't like the view up there, so I burned it down and brought it back to me. Wow. Lyrics can be interpreted a number of different mm-hmm. ways. I read it right away, heard it right away, and it took me back 30 years, like you're talking about what happened mm-hmm. back in the 80s.
It could. I wrote that verse, and it's kind of related to, you were talking about what was it like on the road. It was fun, but man, it was a lot of work and burnout and living on a bus for 3 months. So we were getting places, but we were doing things like just killing ourselves to you know, do all the radio and the other shows and stuff. So a lot of it wasn't fun. It was hard work. Anyways, you know, a lot of times it's the people think that we're all millionaires and it's such a fantasy, but they don't see the dirty part of it, the work and the, you know, sleeping on a bus. And so sometimes the fantasy is better than the reality. And a lot of bands crashed and burned out of that, you know, and for those who survived, and I like to think of myself as a survivor, still happy and healthy and a career after all these years, it takes some doing, you know. You got to keep your head together. For a moment, I was standing on the top of the world. I was living on the life they all paid to see. But it was cold out there, I didn't like the view. So I burned it down and brought it back to me. Get your hands up, don't look me in the eye. Get your hands up, I need a reason why.
Why didn't you burn out?
because I didn't want to burn out, because I was smart enough to realize that I'm a songwriter. At the end of the day, this is a job, and it's actually earning me a living. So everything in moderation, you party a bit, but if you're not present and your mind isn't clear, you're not going to write good songs. And I wanted to stay in it. I didn't want to get a job.
That's pretty heady for someone that age back then, when you've got all this, you're up front of that crowd, they all love you, you're a rock star. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen a commercial of you doing Coca-Cola. I mean, so you've got that exposure that way. It's hard to keep your head on straight sometimes, isn't it?
It is, but you just had, like, we were a bar band for 2-3 years before we ever, you know, did anything. So we were playing 6 nights a week. So we knew the deal. We knew the drinking and the drugging was there. So it's not like, you know, you, a lot of these young bands, the temptations are everywhere, and they get sucked in by it. And next thing you know, they're addicted, and, you know, it's not a good thing. But we knew how to separate the work from the partying. You know, you've got to have a balance and realize that it's a job.
You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. We're talking with Honeymoon Suites' Derry Grahan, who lives here in Normal, and you just came off a little bit of tour. You're ready to go back on tour, and they're just going to release a brand new album. It's called Hands Up. I'm going to ask you another song on the album, and it's called Market Square. I'm sure you know where I'm going with this one. You've got your daughter singing background on here.
I do, Leah Marlene. And that's a song that actually our singer, Johnny D., he came in with that idea. He wrote the lyric.
Really?
Because he knew that I was doing all this stuff locally with Leah. She does play shows around town all the time, little concerts. And when she was younger, I was doing them with her. So we would go down to the Market Square and we would play in the circle down here.
Oh, Uptown Circle.
Yeah.
Sure. So that's Market Square, is Uptown Circle.
Sort of, yeah. Sort of, okay. And Johnny just thought that was so cool. So he wrote the song. He, you know, she sings along with her father and that. He kind of wrote the song basically loosely based around me and Leah.
I've been away for so long. I've missed the changes on your face.
Anyways, at the end when the song is done, Johnny suggested somewhere along the way, you know, maybe Leah could sing on the track. And then he didn't hear from me for 2 or 3 months. And I actually got Leah down to my studio one day at the house. And I said, Leah, there's a little spot here at the end where you could kind of answer Johnny. So she tried it, and it came out great. We put it on there.
There's another song on the album that I'm guessing is for your wife. It's Hey Deanna.
It is. And that's a song that I wrote. It's kind of got a country kind of tinge to it. But it's Hey Deanna. But when I'm writing a song, a songwriter needs to make words fit. They have to have a timbre and they have to have a rhythm to them. So I wanted to write a song with a girl's name. So it had to have Hey Deanna. It had to have that three-syllable thing. And her name just fell right in. I mean, I'd written the song. And her name, it was a great name to put in there. So it's a bonus for her, too. Yeah, it's kind of about us, and it's, she's pretty happy about it.
I would guess. It's always cool to have a song written about you.
Yeah, every girl wants a song written about them.
Well, you met a long time ago, you said, in a record store in Peoria. She's been following you, I guess. And I guess you follow her to Normal, but she's had to be a wife of a musician, of a rock star of sorts. How difficult is that for her, and how important is it to you that you have someone that understands what you do?
It's really important, and she supports it 100%, and I'm lucky that to have her, because it's not easy. And I couldn't do all the things I'm doing if she wasn't at home holding down the fort and helping, you know, raising the kids. So she knew the deal from the beginning, because she you know, she was kind of in music herself. So it's always been that way. It's not like I woke up one day and say I'm going on tour for 2 months. I was always touring when I met her. So, and the kids know it too. So she's real supportive, and she runs the Facebook and everything, so it's kind of like a family business now.
Well, thank you so much for your time, dearie. It's great to get to meet you face-to-face and talk some music a little bit. Congratulations. Good luck with the album. Good luck with your tour back up in Canada real soon again. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you, too. Thanks for having me in.